Deacon Mike, I thought you were preaching tonight. No, just kidding. Okay, our celebration tonight is very joyful. It felt good to crack a smile there. Or I like to say it's joy-filled. I like that. Our celebration is joy-filled. Why? Tonight, Catholics around the world gather to celebrate the moment when Jesus instituted the most holy Eucharist. Yes, we do that every day in the Catholic Church, 365 days a year, but tonight we do it in a way that happens only once a year. We relive Jesus' act of washing the feet of his disciples. When Jesus washed his disciples' feet, what did he tell them? Well, in verse 15, he says, "I have given you a model to follow." A model to follow. "If I therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The model wasn't just the foot washing, it was Jesus' entire life. It was a model of a servant of the Father and obedience to the Father's will and only the Father's will. A servant who washed people's feet throughout his whole life, throughout all of his ministry. Every time Jesus healed someone, forgave someone, or welcomed someone, he was humbling himself to lift them up. Like some of us may be familiar with St. Paul's letter to Philippians, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So to follow Jesus, for him to be a model for us, means to bend down and serve, and of course, be humble. It means to put the needs of someone else ahead of our own. Husbands, your wives, your husbands, parents, your children. It means obeying his command to love one another as he loved us. How did he love us? He gave up everything. He surrendered everything for all of us. Secondly, at the Last Supper, when Jesus instituted the Eucharist, he pointed his disciples to his greatest act of self-sacrificial love. And what is that? We all know it, the cross. Just as he has poured himself out during his entire ministry, now he would pour himself out completely. Jesus gave his body, he gave his blood, he gave his entire life to rescue us, to rescue us from sin. Not one of us can say we don't need a Savior. We all need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. In the second reading, we hear, "Do this in remembrance of me." St. Paul is writing to the early Catholic Church in Corinth. Do this in remembrance of me. Do what? What is this? He was telling them to celebrate the Eucharist. He was telling us to celebrate the Eucharist, to celebrate the Holy Mass. Do this in remembrance of me. This is what we do every Sunday in the Catholic Church. This is what we do every single day. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, Jesus is calling all of us to offer our lives in love and service to others. Jesus has given us a model for life. We are all called to imitate him, to fix our eyes on Jesus, to follow his way, to stay on the narrow road of holiness and virtue. We thank Jesus, especially today and tomorrow, for laying down his life for us, for giving us, all of us, first of all, yes, life, of course, but then giving us his life so that we may live forever. There's a third thing that Jesus is doing here at this Last Supper on the Holy Thursday night. When Jesus broke and gave the bread and said, "Do this in remembrance of me," he's not only asking the disciples and us to continue to celebrate the Eucharist, he's giving the apostles who celebrated the Last Supper with him the authority to do so. What does that mean? Jesus gave us both the Eucharist and the priesthood during the Last Supper. Just as Jewish people who remember the Passover in celebration every year see themselves present spiritually with those who celebrate the first Passover and benefiting from it, in the same way as we celebrate the Eucharist, we are present spiritually with Jesus as he gives his body and sheds his blood for us on Calvary, giving us this new covenant. During every Mass, we are, so to speak, transported back to Calvary as Jesus gives his body and blood for us. And we benefit spiritually each time we participate, and as priests, each time we celebrate Mass. So thanks be to God for the Most Holy Eucharist, the gift of Christ's body and blood. Thanks be to God for priests, for God calling priests, calling men, who continue to make Christ present on our altars in his body and blood. And thanks be to God that we, all of us, can serve others in love and be just like Christ as he was, love incarnate, love in the flesh. Lord Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Help us to imitate you. Help us to love and serve others unconditionally as you did for us. Amen. Amen.